This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, into hour number two of this Friday, June 23rd, 2023 broadcast. Well, we just had Alex Rosen on, famous pedophile hunter, who's also been going out and confronting Fauci and his mini-me, Dr. Peter Hotez, and more. But now I want to shift gears out of that important area into what we're going to be covering this hour. And I want to welcome all the new viewers and all the new listeners that are joining us here today. I want to welcome all the folks that watch Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's great satellite feeds, internet feeds, and cable TV feeds at revival.com. And, of course, off of all those great satellite feeds, I want to welcome them all to the feed because he's putting us out on all his feeds very, very graciously. He really is a great guy, one of those demonized preachers out there, because he's been taking on the globalists, the New World Order, since the early 1990s. I mean, he's been popular since the late 80s. But right away, because he lived under tyranny in South Africa, seen a lot of upheaval, he began to smell out the New World Order with Herbert Walker Bush and then the Clintons and the rest of it. But he's been talking about the Great Awakening for longer than I have. I've been on the air since 1994, but reached no traction until 95. And then 96, and by the end of 96, got a local radio show. And they got syndicated by 98, and the rest is history. But it's not about who got there first or who did it first. The reason I'd point out that he's been doing it longer is he's been awake to that as a long time, is that's why he's under attack constantly by a lot of the establishment churches and media. And that's why he recognizes that when I'm under attack, that means there's something important there. And we've really reached a Rubicon here where being a black sheep or being attacked or being lied about by the system is really a badge of courage and a badge of honor for people like that. And so, you know, he's just dead on about the New World Order and what's happening and tell people don't wear the mask, you know, advising folks that he wouldn't take the shot, saying it's a lie. And he's been vindicated. But he was doing that 3 years and 4 months ago or so. And so were we. I mean, right when the hysteria and the fear was starting, right in the middle of it, we told you what was going on. We've been vindicated again. And that's why you see Fauci's mouthpiece saying, I need to be arrested, Joe Rogan needs to be arrested, RFK Jr. needs to be arrested, because we're telling you not to believe these liars. They're liars. And they always have some new lie. But now they're not saying the shot's 98% effective. Now they're saying, well, you can't get the virus if you take the shot. Well, you can get it, but you'll be protected. Well, you'll be more protected. Well, you'll be part protected. Well, actually, you'll be more sick if you take it. That's what the major studies at the Cleveland Clinic now show. Okay? So that's what's happening. And we've been vindicated. And now he's moved on to the new lie that, well, there's 200,000 people died in America because they didn't take the shot. And that's just pulled out of the air. They can't debate because they'll be asked to show sources. And there are no sources for any of it. When they told you the shot was safe and effective 3 years ago, when they first issued it 2.5 years ago, in the ampules that the so-called vaccine came in, by law, all drugs that are prescription that aren't over-the-counter have a big fact sheet on a piece of paper you unfold on both sides. They opened them up, and they were totally white. It just said the manufacturer and who made it. But, oh, it was all tested and safe. But the testing info is on those pieces of paper by law. That was all bypassed. I can play you hours of them saying, it's tested. Neil deGrasse Tyson goes to these shows and says, it's been tested. It's been triple-blind studied. No, it wasn't. They rolled it out on market directly. And then when they started rolling the shots out in England in late 2020, they yellow noticed it, said, pull it back. It's making people sick and hurt. But the governing body ignored that. But the British military that does the testing said, pull it back. Pull it back. But they didn't pull it back. And it's the same thing here. Then the shots started here. And they did do studies. And then Pfizer and Moderna, starting in 2021, when the shots started here, covered up what was in those studies. Miscarriages off the charts. stillbirths off the charts, blood clots, heart attacks, death. Just like the NIH tried to suppress massive suicide rates in children that the government transitioned with transgenderism. That's why the EU and the UK are moving to ban transgenderism.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday edition. We're now into hour number two. And the former political prisoner, pardoned by President Trump, and always has been a Christian growing up, but he admits that he wasn't really born again until a few years ago, Roger Stone. And because we are simulcast on Dish Network, DirecTV, a whole bunch of satellites beaming around the world on some of the biggest Christian networks today, thanks to the good grace of the River Church and the great Rodney Howard Brown, Revival.com, I'll be here this Sunday for the Sunday service, the nighttime service. Although Evening with Alex Jones, 7 o'clock Eastern, will be simulcast as well, Revival.com, InfoWars.com, and on different cable and systems everywhere. So go to Revival.com to find all of that. I would like Roger to share his story of really getting Holy Ghost born again, because he was in a very, very dark hour being set up with the enemy coming after him, but he prayed with a prominent pastor who told him, just give it to the Lord, and it was miraculous. But we're going to have Roger with us for the next 40 minutes or so. But I promised in the last segment of this hour, I got behind, I'm going to give you the real take on what happened to the submarine. Done some deep research. We know what happened. We're going to break that down. I've had a lot more questions on this than ever on anything in such a short period of time. I mean, it is just, I've been hammered walking down the street at a hotel, in a restaurant, here at the ministry. What do you think happened there? So had family calling me. People are really interested. So I'll talk about that. We'll get Roger's take on that. We're going to cover the waterfront with Roger. But yesterday morning, maybe it was the morning before, time all blurs, Roger's calling me, and I didn't answer because I'm brushing my teeth. And then later I saw he texted me with 3 exclamation points saying, call me. Roger never does that. But I call him, and he goes, hey, you've not seen the 20-page Washington Post article? I said, no. And he said, well, it's behind a paywall, but I'll send it to you. He sent it to me. And he's here to tell you what is in that and how it's such a big deal. And I've got, you know, part of it here. I didn't print off the whole 20 pages. And I read the thing with my mouth hanging open when I was driving in. I wasn't driving the car. They picked me up in a bus, shuttle bus, bring me from my hotel to the ministry. But I was, you know, reading this with my mouth hanging open to see this, because there's so many facets to this. Little jewels from the feds, like, well, the National Archives had done an investigation of Trump and thought he was behind it by looking at his records with no proof, no evidence. What is non-investigative agencies doing demanding the FBI indict people? It's just full of stuff like that. And the feds in the D.C. jurisdiction wanting to indict Trump, myself, and Roger Stone, claiming we masterminded it. And then the DOJ senior people say, you have to have something called some evidence, some probable cause, some proof, because they already had subpoenaed our records at the time of this. They already had all of that. So a lot of dirty behavior going on, a lot of weirdness. And so, Roger, you've really been immersed in this more than me, in that they tried to put you in prison, had a kangaroo trial, the same prosecutors, the same people that are going after Trump on Russiagate that was a hoax, the documents hoax, you know, saying you can't have those documents. It's the same crew over and over and over again. So this affects everybody and is their attempt to brand the American people as terrorists. It's not just Alex Jones and Roger Stone saying, oh, look, they tried to indict us, but even the senior Justice Department people and the attorney general said you have no proof. Because we know this is important because Jack Smith is still doing this because these prosecutors couldn't connect the ladder from the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, the few that went in the building and did nothing wrong, are now political prisoners in a rigged trial, to the president. Well, I mean, I know I didn't talk to the president about January 6th. I know you didn't. So they know that. They have the NSA. They have our text messages. They subpoenaed them. Had to spend massive amounts of money in lawyers. We know that. So what's really going on there? This is a big deal, Roger. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Alex, first of all, I want to congratulate you for being there with my good friend, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. He's a great man. He gave me really valuable spiritual counseling when my family and I were literally going through hell. I've attended services there at his church. It's an amazing experience with amazing people. And he's an amazing man in himself. He's fearless. He is devoted to the Lord. He does many, many, many good works for many, many people. He doesn't ever brag about it. He's very funny also. He's an excellent speaker. His sermons are always both humorous but also meaningful. He's been a very, very good friend, and I really wish I was there with you guys, to be honest with you. It'd be great to break bread with you. But Alex, this is a big deal because, as I have said here on your show and in many other places, any claim or inference that I, or in this case you, knew in advance about, participated in, or condoned any illegal action on January 6th or any other date is not only categorically false, it is defamatory. And there is no witness, no email, no text message, no group chat, no encrypted message, no evidence to the contrary. I was glad to see that someone at the Justice Department understands that you still need something called probable cause. Evidence. Now, I've been through this particular hell because in the Mueller investigation, Mueller prosecutors told three different federal judges in order to get their search warrants that they had probable cause to charge me with treason, conspiracy against the United States, money laundering, counterfeiting, unauthorized access to a computer, mail fraud, wire fraud, misprison of a felony, and aiding and abetting a felony after the fact. Once they got into my over 1 million emails, because unlike Andrew Weissman and the Mueller prosecutors who erased everything that was under subpoena, I erased nothing whatsoever, and they found no evidence, they had two approaches. First, they pressured a very young field man working on the Trump campaign to wear a wire and come to Miami and try to engage me in a conversation of WikiLeaks. That didn't happen. But then they essentially fabricated these process crimes against me, lying to Congress under oath in my voluntary testimony when there's no crimes to lie about, and charging me with witness tampering against their chief witness, when in one of the exculpatory witnesses who went to the grand jury and told the truth, that guy, their main witness, threatened to shoot him in the head in writing, which the prosecutors were well aware of. But, of course, he wasn't charged with witness tampering. In my case, I was accused of trying to steal this guy's dog. That was nonsense as well. So the point here, Alex, is that these people are driven. You'll remember that the FBI sources told Reuters in March of that year that they conducted their investigation. At this point, one has to presume between the Oath Keepers prosecution and the Proud Boys prosecution, all communications have been viewed. I'm sorry, I never left my hotel grounds on January 6th. I was also not involved in the alternative elector stuff that was going on around me. In fact, I didn't even know about it at the time. But I don't know most of the people involved in that. I do know Rudy Giuliani.
By the way, let me just back you up, Roger. I mean, let me just back you up on this. And the reason the viewers are watching this with all the huge news and the Ukrainian offensive failing and, you know, the submarine story and just all the incredible news, why we're focusing on this. Here's a 20-page article in the Washington Post that, like the FBI said a year and a half ago in Reuters, we've investigated Trump, Jones, and Stone. They have no communications. They're totally innocent. And why would they do that? We now know because there was such political pressure to go make stuff up. And so good people in the FBI said this is baloney. But then politicos at the Justice Department kept putting pressure on that. So they went out and tried to frame us. They harassed us. They literally put the CIA on us because they couldn't get the FBI to do it. It's a whole long story. People wearing wires, sex operatives, people trying to infiltrate the business. You heard about Roger. They sent in teams on him, not just once. There was all the other stuff on Russia stuff. They tried to send in fake groups with me that were Russians to offer me money. This has never been told. The FBI asked me not to talk about it. I went into the FBI, gave them all the stuff. I recorded the people. I mean, it's just been a freaking nightmare. And so it's just being bombarded constantly by them trying to set us up, while then the other branches of the government that I'm not even saying are lionistic, but are at least not criminal completely, are like, you people.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Down when I was T-boned by a guy doing 60 miles an hour. The car was totaled. The two security guards I was with were injured. I walked away without a scratch. Thank you, Jesus. This is yet another miracle, because we have a broken system. It's a system which doesn't prosecute Hunter Biden, which more importantly shields the president of the United States when he is taking multi-million dollar bribes from China, but wants to poke around regarding Roger Stone. It really does get tedious, but here's the greater point, which is we should not let this, nor should we let this horrific, legally flawed effort to destroy Donald Trump distract us from the epic crimes of the Biden crime family. That's what they're trying to do. They don't want to talk about Hunter illegally lobbying for Ukraine, Russia, China, Romania. Paul Manafort did hard time for that, by the way. They don't want to talk about the millions of dollars he received from these foreign entities. They don't want to talk about the treason, the influence peddling. They certainly don't want to talk about the fact that Joe Biden was in the room when Hunter was extorting a Chinese energy company. I really don't know how much longer the political establishment, Barack Obama, who's really, I think everybody understands, actually the guy running the country, will continue to put up with this kind of embarrassment from Joe Biden, and they just decide that he is dispensable.
Well, that was my next question, and that's why we've got you here today. We've covered the 20-page article where they tried to indict us, and the Justice Department said there's no proof. You have to stop this. And, that's not a very nice lady that did that, even though she's one of the senior people. And they admit that Garland was in on the decision. But I have to say thank you for not wrongly indicting me. I mean, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth here, Roger. So, again, why do you think they stopped them from indicting us? Why did the FBI go to Reuters and say, Alex Jones and Roger Stone, we're not communicating with anybody. We've checked their communications. And, okay, and it's the same thing.
It was an act of God. It was an act of God. Absolutely. I can't come with any other conclusion.
Okay, so I want to then get into the current attacks on Trump, the indictment, Jack Smith, what's happening politically, Gavin Newsom. Biden's gone from being serious dementia to being beyond clown world, saluting the Indian national anthem, not knowing who he is, God save the Queen, saying the year is 2020. I mean, he never. It's not like we're cherry picking stuff. I go and find the raw speeches, and it is just a bumbling moron factory. So, what are they going to do? How are they going to try to shoehorn Newsom or somebody in? We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, people need to understand: Roger Stone didn't become a born again Christian because it was popular. I know Roger. I've known Roger 10 years now, and known him very well for about almost 8. And a really good guy, always tells you the truth, super smart, worldly fellow, really funny. Not anti-Christian, grew up Catholic, sure, believe Jesus, but hasn't had the real conversion Saul on the road to Damascus, white light event. But he literally tells me I need to go to church and pray, and wants to pray with me on the phone and stuff. So it's not an act, folks. He is surprised he's going to become a preacher or something. So God bless you, Roger. We've got a huge regular Christian audience, obviously. We got giant millions. We had a huge response when they simulcast us on their satellites yesterday. And I'm told they got a huge response, and even more people. The word's out that I'm doing my show here. Who knows? Maybe full time in the future. No, I'm just joking. But seriously, tell people in the 5 minutes we have to break, we'll come back with all the political news about your spiritual journey.
It's really pretty simple, Alex. I was baptized as a Catholic. My mother was a very strict Catholic. I went to Sunday school. But when I got to Washington, D.C., and I started making a lot of money, and I had a lot of influence and a lot of power, I started living the life of a libertine. And I admit to you that I wandered far from the Lord. I lived a life of wine, women, and song. A time came when I was facing prosecution. See, when I was arrested, even though it was over the top, you'll recall 29 FBI agents in full SWAT gear brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons surrounded and then stormed my home at 6 o'clock in the morning, I actually had the naive idea that I was going to get a fair trial. Little did I know. So when the time came, then I realized that I was going to be not only gagged because I couldn't defend myself, but also lynched. I had the opportunity to meet Franklin Graham. He was coming to Boca Raton, a young pastor, Randy Coggins, who I'd become close to, very dynamic young pastor, a friend of Rodney Howard Brown, really kept counseling me that I needed to turn my burden over to the Lord, that instead of all the stress and the worry, I needed to turn to Christ. And Alex, I want to be honest with you. I was depressed. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was despondent. I was worried about who would take care of my wife in these circumstances if I was unjustly incarcerated. And when I saw Reverend Graham, I'd met Billy Graham when I worked for President Nixon. He's one of the greatest men of the 20th century, by the way. And I told him, you know, look, I've got this problem, and I really would appreciate it if he put in a word with the president for me for executive clemency. He said, well, I'll see what I can do about that, but let me give you a better piece of advice. You need to confess your sins. You need to get right with Jesus. And I'm telling you right now, if you will do that and you will do it in all sincerity, I think the Lord will lift you up. I think he will deliver you from your persecutors. And I was still thinking like a political operative, you know, and I said, well, I'll think about that, Reverend. Thank you very much. But then we went out in the field where he was having a revival. And the time came in his oration when he said, I don't care whether your problem is alcoholism or drug addiction or gambling addiction or health problems or financial problems or family problems or any kind of problem. Turn to the Lord. The Lord will lift you up, but you have to confess your sins and you need to get right with God and you have to pledge to walk in his way. And now those who want to live forever with our Heavenly Father, rise with me, confess your sins and get right with God. You can do it right now. His father used to famously say, you can do it tonight. And Alex, I don't know, the Spirit came over me at that moment. I wasn't embarrassed. I wasn't ashamed. I stood up in a field with 200 other Christians. I confessed my sins, and I became a new man. I invited Christ into my life, and I became a different person. And I know that there are liberals right now at the New York Times and Media Matters for America and other communists who are smirking and giggling and say, oh, yeah, Roger Stone's turned to Christ. That's a head fake. That's an act. That's a pose. I don't really care what they think. I only care what he thinks. See, you can't fool.
Well, that's right. But we're about to go to break. But tell folks what happened, how your life turned. You just totally turned around, like 180 as soon as you did that.
I had six miracles in my life. Commutation of my sentence. Pardon from a dying in prison. Saving my wife from stage 4 cancer. Walking away from a car wreck. A voice told me in the shower on January 6th, do not go out there. How many more miracles do we have to have? And now, a new miracle. Somebody at the Justice Department realized that there is no case against me regarding January 6th because I know nothing whatsoever about it. I'm living proof that Jesus Christ can do anything. And that's why anytime I'm asked to go on any Christian podcast, broadcast, radio show, or speak in any Christian forum, I try to do it. Because I want other people to know, if Jesus Christ can save me, a hard-boiled, hard-edged political operative, then Jesus Christ can do anything.
Powerful. Stay there. And I know for a fact women throw themselves at Roger. He turns them away now.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste. Designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Coral Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Down in the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
Strange.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday, June 23rd, 2023 transmission. I just talked to Owen Schroyer during the break. He's out of the courthouse. And he needs to talk to his lawyer before he makes any statements. But he's going to shoot over a statement. And as soon as the lawyer's ready, we're going to air it. But there's a lot of media spin going on. So I want to cover this right now and then go back to Roger Stone. Finish up with this. They get the latest politics and Gavin Newsom and what are they going to do with Biden and the indictments of Trump and more coming. We get the real inside baseball in a moment. But first, if you remember about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, there was a New York Times headline. Yeah, it was New York Times. I had Roger call me, and he goes, is it true you're cooperating with the committee and giving them stuff? And I said, no, Roger, that's a 100% lie meant to make everybody think we've done something wrong and I'm a criminal and then get everybody tattling on each other on something that never happened. And you said, yeah, I figured that. Well, it's the same thing with Owen Schroyer. He's facing three charges, altogether 3 years in prison, federal prison, in front of a D.C. jury that would send a newborn baby to a gas chamber if the Democrats tell them to. I mean, it's just everyone gets convicted. It's total fraud. Everybody admits it. It's a joke. That's why they're getting ready to indict Trump there on other stuff on January 6th or crime. And so with Jack Smith and that whole operation this makes me sick, all of Biden's flying monkeys at the Justice Department. And so it's the same thing. They were subpoenaing all our records. They were coming after Owen, and they said, we can subpoena your phone, or if you're innocent, you give it to us, and we'll knock it down to a misdemeanor. And so he said, okay, here's my phone. Nothing on it, nothing incriminating. You notice that? The Justice Department has recommended no time served. I just talked to Owen. The judge, though, might put him in jail for 6 months. So that's how this country's a joke, man. I mean, a guy with no criminal record, a great guy, at the Capitol. He's got a criminal record now. He just pled guilty. And he's there with me on video trying to stop people going in the building while the police sit there with their thumbs, you know where, sitting on their hands. And I wasn't mad at him, but he kind of got a little upset. I said, so you're facing still 6 months in jail. He said, what am I supposed to do? They got a rigged system. And I get it. I'd probably do the same thing he did. But this is just disgusting. And then they got to add the cherry on top of these headlines. And they're recommending no prison time because he cooperated in another investigation. I wouldn't even know what they're talking about. It's the same thing with me. Jones to cooperate with January 6th committee. I said, no such thing. I said, I have nothing to hide. No one did anything wrong. Threw a letter to the Jan 6th committee, and to the Justice Department. And I said, if you give me total immunity, whatever the term is, 100%, because you're trying to set me up, I'll tell you how innocent we all are. And they didn't give me total immunity, so I took the fifth 98 times. Fake news, fake news, fake news. A, I've done nothing wrong. B, compared to those police that day, the D.C. police that helped lead the attack on the Capitol, I'm a hero. And I'm not comparing myself to people that died that day and Ashley Babbitt and some of the innocent Capitol police that did get set up and did fight and went through some terrible stuff. So they were victims, too. But if anything, I'm a victim of a federal serious setup, and so was Roger. And I remember that morning, I said, Roger, you ready to march with us and go? He goes, I got a bad feeling. I'm not going. This is a cluster F and all this stuff, and God told me not to go. But that's a statement from him. And then after that, my cell phone wouldn't work because the crowd was so big. And so I had to go back over this again, but I just talked to Owen. He's such a good guy. And, man, I've really learned not to have anger because it takes years off my life, and I pray. When I pray to God, I pray for God not to make me angry. But my brain is burning right now, and my heart is burning. Just, I'm so sick of these criminals that run our government. I'm so tired of them abusing innocent people while their crackhead pedophile kids run around raping everybody. And I'm pretty upset right now, Roger. I want to shift gears, but you were asking me this morning in text messages, and I had to talk to Owen. He was in this kangaroo court. Is this true? He's cooperating in another investigation. And the answer is no, 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 Roger. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I was in touch with Owen this morning. I told him that I would be praying for him. Told him that the day before as well. He is a great guy, as you know. He and I hosted the War Room together for well over a year. It was one of the highlights of my life. I don't know, Alex, if you move to Sarasota, maybe I'll move up there with you and return to the War Room. You never know. You never know what God has in store. God has a plan, and God's plan will be in place. What I think Owen is going to find is that it never ends. I mean, my wife and I are still struggling to make ends meet. People want to help us, particularly help me pay for her alternative cancer treatments that have kept her healthy. They can go to stonefamilyfund.com, stonefamilyfund.com. I hate to keep asking. I know you do too, Alex. People need to go buy some of these great products at InfoWars to keep InfoWars out there as the tip of the spear. They can go to Stone Family Fund to help us, because we won't give up fighting. We will not give up.
I mean, Roger, you went through the gauntlet. You could have lied about Trump and been left alone. You live in an apartment. They have nothing wrong with an apartment, but they've taken everything you have, and you literally are here asking folks for their support because you're a political target. If the public won't stand with President Trump, they won't stand with me, they won't stand with you, they won't stand with Owen, then they'll never stand for anything. But the public is standing with us, absolutely. Now, in the little bit of time we have left, please get into what you think of Newsom. Biden's way past his expiration date. Just give us a three-minute rundown on the current political state of things.
It's pretty simple, Alex. Here's the fundamental problem. I think that the ruling power elite, Barack Obama and the others, they understand that Joe can't get through another campaign. So they have to move him around. The problem is they have a woman of color as their vice president. And that's an important constituency within their party. So they can't just push Kamala Harris aside, but they know that she's actually almost as dysfunctional as Joe, even though she's not 100 years old like Joe is. So they can only replace a woman of color with another woman of color, which is why I continue to say, as I've said on this show before, Michelle Obama will be the Democratic nominee for president. That's why they made the South Carolina primary first. That's why they essentially canceled the New Hampshire and Iowa contests, making a big mistake, leaving them to RFK Jr., who's going to run up a big vote total there, a Pyrrhic victory, but an important one nonetheless. It's why the convention is in her hometown of Chicago. Gavin Newsom will be allowed as a white guy to be vice president. They will put him on the ticket so he can be vice president. Also, he's going to have to buy that, so they will make him raise a ton of money for the second slot. But he will do it. The Democratic Party will nominate Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom as their ticket. Now, how do I know this is true? Because the more Michelle Obama says, I'm not interested, I'm definitely not running, it's out of the question, folks, that's how you know it's going to happen any minute now.
Well, Roger, you've been uncanny with how you predicted all this, and you've been saying this for 2.5 years since they put a puppet Biden in, and we know that Obama's really run the administration. Now we see Washington Post, New York Times headlines, Obama's back. Obama's got to help Biden. Obama's been in the shadows, not really doing anything, not involved. He's been totally involved. This is his third unelected administration. And Michelle's involved, and Michelle's really smart, and Michelle's really cool, and Michelle ought to run, and all these shows about Michelle, you can see it. You can see that they're going to try to run Big Mike.
Look, anybody who anyone who thinks that she will not be a formidable candidate really doesn't get it. She's going to be very tough to beat, and that's who they're going to nominate. It is always complicated in politics to attack any woman opponent. It has always been fraught with disaster. I'm not going to sit here and make jokes about her, because that would be an egregious mistake. But they figured out that Joe Biden has to go. They'll probably allow him to pardon his son, his brother. And I predict before it's over, he will pardon himself, which, yes, he does have the authority to do. But he will soon be taken off the main stage. Their big problem right now is Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill likes the money. She likes the fanfare. She likes the pomp and circumstance.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Cool, collected, determined, and talkative he was. If you haven't heard that, you can go to WABCradio.com and download it, listen to it now. But you're definitely not going to want to miss my show this coming Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central at WABCradio.com. I introduce one of the greatest living Americans, General Michael Flynn. We're going to talk about the Cuban's Chinese spy station in Cuba, what's really going on the ground in Ukraine, the Chinese threats to Taiwan. We're going to be breaking it all down this Sunday at 3 o'clock, WABC Radio.
All right, Roger Stone. Roger, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
All right. Now, I have really saved the most important news to the end of the second hour. We got a lot more coming up third hour as well. So I want to hit the situation in Ukraine that is the biggest development since the Russians invaded February before last. And all major analysts agree is the closest to nuclear doomsday we've ever been. Worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. But everybody wants to know about the submarine. And quite frankly, it's a distraction. It's why I didn't talk about the submarine Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. But then I saw yesterday what I already knew, what I already talked about, and that is the Navy knew exactly what happened there. So here's the different angles of this. The biggest angle here is that the public doesn't believe what the government says or the corporate media says. If they say Big Bird is yellow, people don't believe it. If they say fire engines are red, they don't believe it. If they say the ocean is blue, they don't believe it. And in a way, that's good, but to the establishment, you realize how much you're not liked, and the fact that you're out of ammo, and the fact that the more you demonize me, the more successful it makes me. That's not because I'm that good. It's because you're that bad. And so I don't want to just have some big, mindless, idiotic war with the New World Order and the Democrats. But I understand you work for your boss, Satan, so you're not going to stop. You're not going to back down. You're not going to quit. But to the minions that are just mercenaries out there, I want to challenge you to come back to reality. And I want to challenge you to realize that you're on a losing team. And that if you have any children particularly, you're destroying their future. You're not going to have to wait long to lose everything. Because if the New World Order gets its way, we are facing cataclysms that are just unspeakable. But I believe, just like God gave Nineveh a 100-year reprieve whenever Jonah was sent there, unwittingly forced to by God, that we can get a 100-year reprieve or a 50-year reprieve and more time, because that's how God works throughout history. And I see the Great Awakening, and I see all the people finding God. And I know that there are still a lot of good people left. There's all those historical Bible stories about, God says, well, there's 100 people left in the city I won't destroy. There's 10 left. There's, 2 left. And then finally there's nobody left and God blows it up. Like I said, Sodom and Gomorrah, right, Pastor? I'm going from memory here. So whether you believe that stuff happened or not, the point is this is happening now. Mark of the Beast, world government, it's all being fulfilled. Open Satan worship. Target selling shirts that say we're going to cut Christians' heads off and your children belong to a satanic cult. We're going to have sex with them, with a skeleton having sex with a baby. I mean, this is real, folks. It's not LGBT. Not LGBTQ plus, it's LGBTQXY, PPP for pedophile, SSS for Satan. And it's everywhere. And it's only going to get worse because God is going to lower our shields just to let us see what evil's like until we repent. And I think if we repent and realize how real this is, God's going to protect us. But now is the time to realize how incredibly real this is. So the big takeaway is I've never gotten this many phone calls. Not even when Jeffrey Epstein got murdered in the jail cell, by the way, former CIA director and former CIA operative and Justice Department director. Barr got confronted in Austin about obviously having Epstein's neck broken in 3 places and all those shenanigans and saying it's a conspiracy theory that he was murdered, even though we have the coroner saying he was murdered. So that's up on Infowars.com. In fact, Harrison Smith's going to lead with that when he comes in and co-hosts with me in the next hour. So I don't normally tell the guest host what to do, but I love Harrison. He's a good buddy of mine, and I want to make sure that gets aired. He's loaded for bear because I'm going to jump out of here a little bit early and go with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown to the Trump Resort. We've got a little secret mission there tonight. And then I'm going to be on the Patrick Ben David huge podcast tomorrow. And I'll be back in Tampa tomorrow evening. And then on Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., the church will kick off with a big Sunday service. And then at 7 p.m. Eastern, they're going to have an evening with Alex. That's me. Ask me anything. It'll go at least 2-3 hours. I mean, all the satellites, all the feeds here at the River Church's website, revival.com. So be sure and join us for that as well. But if you can't be here, whether you're in Japan or Russia or the UK or Australia or Mexico or Chile or wherever, or maybe the North Pole, you can tune in at river.com. We're also going to simulcast it over at infowars.com. and band.video, because normally we're live Sundays 4 to 8 p.m. Central. And we will have a guest host the first 2 hours, but then at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, we're going to simulcast that event as well at Infowars.com and band.video, so be sure and look for that. So the big takeaway on the submarine is the public does not believe it, and my phone has blown up. Everywhere. Hey, submarine. I don't believe the submarine. I don't believe the submarine. Walking into these studios, I had like 4 or 5 people. Hey, what about the submarine? Pastor Brown, what about the submarine? And, his take is he didn't believe any of it. They probably just changed the identities of the people, had this set as a distraction. Operation Northwoods, they describe a plane taking off with tail numbers, with CIA operatives getting on with their kids, blowing up another decoy plane with the same tail number, having the CIA aircraft land, change the identities of those families. This is an Operation Northwoods declassified. 2000 or 1963, actually 1960, they brought Kennedy the plan to do this. He said no and fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So Rodney told me that he thinks, and he says he doesn't know this, but just believes nothing. And that's okay to believe nothing, they say. It's okay to believe Jussie Smollett wasn't attacked. It turned out he wasn't. It's okay to, when you see footage of Trump blowing up herds, and then it turns out it's gasoline cans being shot at Knob Creek machine gun shootout. I said, that's fake. When I saw it, I said, those aren't buildings. That's Knob Creek machine gun shootout. Because I'd seen the footage of barrels being shot with machine guns. And they said, there is Trump blowing up the Kurds. ABC News. I mean, who was the NBC reporter, Brian, whatever his name is, that said he was shot down in a helicopter? I can't remember these idiots' names anymore. Brian Williams. The point is, you've been lied to so much, it's completely reasonable to not believe what they say anymore. But, again, they did lie to us. We don't know the full extent, but the Navy now says on Sunday they have incredible sonar in the area. They picked up the huge explosion. It's an implosion when these things compact under 10,000-plus feet of water. It's like, you know, more compact than jumping off the Empire State Building into the concrete with your head. Smashed them all as flat as a pancake instantly. Then they picked up the sub, bounced on the bottom, and they knew right where it was, and they passed it on to the Navy and the White House, and they all knew they were dead Sunday night, and they just decided for 4 days to make it the top story to divert from all the other news and all the other information, and the Hunter whistleblowers, and the IRS whistleblowers, and the audio recordings of his dad in the meetings and demanding the money, and, you know, the crack whores and the crack and the pedophilia, and just that's a whole stack. Harris and Smith's going to be covering, I know, coming up next hour. So, hey, we have a right to believe nothing these people say because they lied so much, but it is a dangerous situation. Now, I told you that there was going to be a Russian invasion by late February in October of 2021. But it happened exactly as I said. It was actually had military sources being deployed, and they said, yeah, it's going to kick off. The Russians have to move in before the end of February because then it falls about a month later, and we've intercepted the Russian invasion plans. And so I have my sources. And, of course, we told you that. I also told you, just knowing infantry maneuvers and tank battles and infantry and tank doctrine, that it takes a force three times larger to break through and capture a dug-in force, and that it was hard for the Russians to go in and take part of Ukraine in their zone they're setting up because of that rule. But it would be just as hard or harder for the Ukrainians once they weren't the defenders. It's kind of like the Alamo where, 80-something Texans or whatever it was, they reported probably killed 2,000 Mexicans. Well, it's because they were the defenders, okay? And so it's hard to come up over that and get over the wall and do that. So it's the same thing. And I predicted that the Ukrainian offensive would be smashed flatter than a pancake, which it was. So I'm going to do 5 more minutes when we come back because I'm behind, and then I'm jumping in the van with Pastor Brown to go to the Trump operation and do some stuff over there and meet some interesting people, do some interesting things. But I'm going to hit more of that invasion when we come back. But I have dropped the ball. I am listener-funded. I've done a one-minute plug today, and that's how we fund our operations with the satellites and the infrastructure and the crew and the servers and the legal battles and all of it. So I want to encourage listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy some of the great products. Get my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, both signed or unsigned. Get our great turmeric toothpaste that was really popular and sold out. Back in stock, fluoride-free, full of essential oils and more. My dad, a dentist and oral surgeon, designed it. Got some other great toothpaste. The activated charcoal toothpaste. The essential oils is amazing as well. But people love the turmeric toothpaste. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We also have other great supplements, great vitamins, books, films, T-shirts. That's how we fund the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.